I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chalaos. KSL's top story this hour, jury selection continues in Boise at the murder trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. It's expected to wrap up by the weekend. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobeg spoke with Dave and Dujanovic. She says some of the potential jurors had unexpected answers to questions about their knowledge of the case.
Some people also have said that they've known things about this case, but they forgot them. One man said, oh, I forgot it. And that did not convince the defense.
Lori Vallow Daybell is charged with murder in the deaths of her two children and conspiracy in the death of her husband's late wife. The trial is expected to last more than a month. A ruling from the judge this morning means some family members of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan will be allowed to attend the trial, even though they are witnesses in the case. That ruling applies to Kay Woodcock, Summer Shiflett, and Colby Ryan because they are witnesses who are also considered victims in the case. They are considered an exception to Idaho state law. Another family member will not be allowed to watch the proceedings until after he has testified. That is Larry Woodcock, Kay Woodcock's husband. KSL's top national stories this hour. Lawmakers in Tennessee are set to vote today on the fate of three Democratic state lawmakers who could be removed after protests regarding gun reform. Their legislative body is also taking up a bill that aims to fortify schools with more law enforcement. Representative Justin Jones, one of the lawmakers at risk of being expelled, says he won't support the bill as it stands right now. Now, the bill's co-sponsor, Mark White, is accusing him of not being collaborative.
We are trying to put things together to a starting place. So I answer your question with this. Yes, we've been trying to communicate with you and others on this floor since January.
The lawmakers at risk of being ousted say they are expressing their outrage over Tennessee's lax gun laws. We've gotten the short-term snapshot of the job report for last month ahead of a larger picture expected tomorrow.
State unemployment offices found 18,000 fewer first-time applicants last week, but that followed a week in which the number soared by 48,000, almost 25%, to 246,000. The Labor Department is quick to point out, though, that its method of estimating and adjusting weekly jobless claims has changed and may take some time to smooth out.
That is ABC's Jim Ryan reporting. Experts are weighing in on Utah's skyrocketing rental market. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has the story.
It's no secret that rental costs have ballooned right alongside our housing market over the past few years. But the big question now is, what can we do to alleviate the burden on the shoulders of over 330,000 Utah households? The Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute and the Salt Lake Tribune hosted a panel of experts, including Kempsey Gardner Senior Research Fellow Dahan Eskidge, to talk about solutions like accelerating the process to build affordable housing.
You hit all the check marks, you hit your permits and everything, and that speeds up the process. I think one of the most challenging issues right now is timing.
Data from Kempsey Gardner says rent prices along the Wasatch Front have increased anywhere from 35 to over 60% over the last 4 years. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
If your spring or summer travel plans involve heading to the Aloha State, get ready to pay up. Hawaii lawmakers are considering legislation that would impose a fee on tourists in order to access state parks and trails. The pass would be good for a year. Right now, those state parks and trails are free to access, but maintaining them takes time, people, and money. Hawaii's 1.4 million residents support between 9 and 10 million visitors every year. If your home is susceptible to flooding but you don't have any sandbags, Salt Lake County is giving the sand and bags for free, but there is a limit as to how many you can take each day.
I know for the Salt Lake County Public Works Yard, we're asking the limit to be 25 per car per day, so we make sure that we have availability for everybody in the county.
That is Salt Lake County Emergency Manager Chief Clint Meekum, who tells KSL News Radio the free bags and sand can be picked up at dozens of locations across the valley, but you will need to scoop it yourself. If you've driven around Salt Lake City recently, you've probably noticed all the potholes. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says city streets have suffered from plowing, salting, and temperature changes, and they have big plans to get them back into shape, which will start next week. It's not just Utah soaking up all this snow. More of California has been able to say, see ya to the drought.
New drought data from the federal government shows more of California is now drought-free thanks to months of heavy rain and snow. San Bernardino County, which had been hard hit by extreme drought, is free of any severe conditions. There is still lighter levels of drought, though. A year ago, the entire state was in some form of drought, including severe and extreme. Now, with the state warming up and in the mid-80s in some areas this weekend, there is worry about flooding from all of the snow melting. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
First look traffic. Let's check the roads. Here's Ricky Meese.
We begin with a vehicle fire in Davis County. This is on the southbound side of I-15. Near about 5th South, 4th North in the Bountiful area. Right now, crews are blocking two right lanes of traffic, and it is causing delays. But Salt Lake County freeways all clear. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time 12:05. Have you heard our temperatures will be in the upper 60s this weekend? For me, that has gardening written all over it, and I can't wait to get my hands dirty. It also means that you don't want to wait another minute to order the mulch, bark, or compost you need to ensure your garden will thrive from the dirt bag. Due to the lingering snow, the dirt bag has extended its incredible early bird special of just $139 per bag. Now, not only is the price great, but I love the convenience of having the bag delivered free to my home. Now, you can make sure that your vegetable and flower gardens are at their best with the dirt bag's organic mountain compost or their garden soil. Plus, it's ready to go. Just open the bag and start planting. But you need to order now because the early bird special is only on until April 15th. Now, that price of $139 per bag includes bagged garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and organic mountain compost. Now, the dirt bag is also matching all competitors' pricing on cubic yards. You can also save more money by bringing your pickup truck and taking it home yourself, but make sure you call ahead. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That's thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
99.9% of the time, we'll grand juries indict.
So let's just do away with grand juries in America.
Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
Smart, connected, modern. Discover life-enhancing independent living services at Trio South Ogden. They do things a little differently there because you're different. With everything you need to support your best self, you'll find that joy isn't just for the young, it's for the young of heart. Trio South Ogden's signature programs provide a unique approach to wellness that brings living well and well-being to life. To learn more, contact Trio South Ogden at 801-475-4004 or visit triosouthogden.com.
I'm David Figueroa, co-founder of Melinda's Craft Pepper Sauces. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out to offer the world a better hot sauce. Since introducing Melinda's, we've launched 31 more exciting and delicious sauces, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce and best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce. We think like chefs do. Instead of just burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients to set your mouth on flavor. And right now, get a 10-pack of our best-selling sauces with free shipping at Melinda's.com. Melinda's.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, it's day four of jury selection in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell in Boise. She's facing murder and conspiracy charges in the deaths of her two children and her husband's late wife. KSL News Time 12:08. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is excusing Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from church assignments and meetings for the next 2 months. In a statement, the church says that it's to aid his medical treatments and recovery. Now, he wrote last week that he could not attend General Conference because he and his wife have COVID. The church says Elder Holland also receives dialysis for a kidney condition. The church says Elder Holland is grateful for the prayers and support. Pope Francis delivered a short homily while celebrating Holy Thursday today. He was at Mass at a juvenile detention center near Rome.
Durante la lavanda dei piedi, spero di cavarmela perché non posso camminare bene, ma durante la lavanda dei piedi, pensate voi, Gesù mi ha lavato i piedi. Gesù mi ha salvato.
Now, the Pope was released from a hospital just days ago and was in a wheelchair when delivering Mass. He also washed the feet of 12 young people at the prison. A startling new report from a Maryland grand jury details decades of sexual abuse by clergy members in Baltimore. ABC senior national correspondent Terry Moran reports.
This investigation reveals that more than 600 young people, from preschoolers to young adults, suffered sexual abuse and, quote, physical torture at the hands of at least 150 members of the clergy in Baltimore from the mid-1940s to 2002. Survivors want the statute of limitations on these crimes repealed and revised so that their abusers who are still alive can face justice.
Prosecutors say more than 100 officials in the city's Catholic Archdiocese abused hundreds of young people over 80 years, and church leaders covered it up. KSL Sports. With three games left to play on the Jazz schedule, many fans are scoreboard watching this week. After Tuesday's overtime loss to the Lakers, the Jazz sit at 36-43 on the season and in the 12th seed in the West. Fans either watching to see if the Jazz will be able to make up the two games needed to get into the play-in, or if they can slide down in the standings to get better draft positioning. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We begin with a trouble in traffic for Davis County drivers. It's a vehicle fire southbound I-15, right about 4th North in the West Bountiful area. It is blocking two right lanes on the main flow of southbound I-15, as well as the ramp that goes to the southbound connection of I-15. The top of that ramp is blocked to traffic and nothing getting through. So we are seeing a little bit of backup there. No major delays. In fact, all of your Salt Lake County freeways seeing a good drive as well. We do have the closure that remains in place for Little Cottonwood Canyon today, but Big Cottonwood Canyon is open. Price's Doors, replace your worn or broken garage door with a beautifully secure, elegant garage door. And in April, you'll receive a free operator with purchase. Go to pricesdoors.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A beautiful day today, but temperatures still below average with a high of 44. And tonight will be another cold one with mostly clear skies and overnight lows in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, we'll see partly sunny skies, but we'll stay dry and temps a little warmer with a high of 53. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's a beautiful day. Sunny skies, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's New News, we will go live to Boise for the latest in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. Stay with us here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
This month, treat your special someone to a night out on the town with the Utah Symphony. Join our world-class musicians as they perform everything from classical music and pops to films and family concerts. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org. Coming up at the Symphony, discover groundbreaking African-American composer Florence Price's exquisite and romantic piano concerto, and how Shostakovich broke barriers with his Symphony No. 10. April 7th and 8th at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 21st and 22nd, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Alta and Snowbird have lifted their interlodge, but Little Cottonwood Canyon is still closed for avalanche mitigation. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, Sully County is giving away a limited amount of sand and sandbags to residents who need it. You can pick it up in person at multiple locations, but you have to scoop it up yourself. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
We do have crews wrapping up a vehicle fire, and it is impacting traffic southbound I-15 in Bountiful near 5th South, 4th North. You'll see that the right lanes of the main flow are blocked to traffic as well as the top of the on-ramp. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a beautiful day today, but a cold one with below average temperatures, highs only in the mid-40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 37 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House has released a 12-page summary of an interagency review of the chaotic 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said President Biden was severely constrained by the Trump administration.
While it was always the president's intent to end that war, it is also undeniable that decisions made and the lack of planning done by the previous administration significantly limited options available to him.
The report says U.S. policy's now been adjusted to speed up evacuations when safety conditions are deteriorating. There are new calls for oversight of Supreme Court justices after a ProPublica report found that Justice Clarence Thomas accepted lavish vacations from a prominent Republican donor and failed to list them on his financial disclosures. ABC's Devin Dwyer covers the Supreme Court.
We should say no one would begrudge a government official for going on vacation, but the fact that these were luxury, private jet flights, yacht cruises, all given at the expense of a man named Harlan Crow. He's a Republican mega donor. He's a real estate developer from Texas. He's a billionaire. There's no indication, we should say, that Crow had any business before the court, any direct conflicts.
The justice and the court have not commented, but Crow, in a statement, said he never tried to influence the justice, and these trips were gatherings of friends. The Tennessee State House is going to vote on possibly expelling three Democratic lawmakers over their roles in a protest last week. One of those Democrats, Representative Justin Jones, who today criticized a bill being discussed that would beef up law enforcement presence in schools.
I talked to thousands of students, and not one of them said, "This is what we want." And I think that we as elected officials have a moral responsibility to listen to these young people who are on the front lines, who are terrified, who are here crying and pleading for their lives.
More clashes in Paris. It's over the demonstrators upset with plans to raise the national retirement age. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
The trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. Special coverage on Utah's new news.
Jury selection is in its fourth day in Boise, where Lori Vallow-Daybell is on trial in the murder of her two children, as well as that of the late wife of her husband. Now, we had expected jury selection to be fairly quick with the death penalty off the table, but that has not been the case. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the Ada County Courthouse in Boise with the latest. And Amy, what's taking so long?
Well, you really get the sense here in the courthouse that both sides, the judge and the prosecution and Lori's defense, want to make sure that there is nothing that could get this case thrown out. So they are really putting these potential jurors right now through the ringer and asking them, you know, have you seen even trailers for a Netflix series on Lori? Have you, you know, what kind of news do you watch or listen to or read? And, one woman was thrown out just for saying, I thought it was strange that she didn't know where her kids were. And that was enough, that she knew enough about the trial just by saying that she was excused. And it's been interesting as well. The judge has said, you've done nothing wrong. Everyone has a right to partake in the news. And we support that. But we're just trying to find the best people to serve and make this a fair trial.
Describe the mood in the courthouse and how observers are maybe reacting to what's happening.
Yeah, it's really interesting because there's a mix of people that are just there to kind of observe. And then there's also some media, you know, there's TV and radio reporters like me. And then there's this group I'd call podcasters who are really just people that have been following this case. And it's been interesting to kind of feel the mood. There have been some laughs. It feels tense. And, you know, when you're feeling that kind of tension and something just a tiny bit funny happens and people, it's like they're relieved that they get to laugh a little bit because I think tensions are very high, even just in the viewing room where we've all been, that it's strange just to kind of observe how people have watched this and felt that tension even through the screen into that courtroom.
All right, Amy, thank you. We'll check back with you later today. And that is KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. She's at the Ada County Courthouse in Boise. KSL News Time 1219, Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Cleanup continues on this vehicle fire southbound I-15 near 5th South, 4th North in the West Bountiful area. On the main flow, they're now blocking one right lane of traffic. It looks like it could be two. And the top of the ramp is closed to traffic as well. So you will need to find another on-ramp if you want to gain access to I-15 as you're coming through Davis County in the Bountiful area. Now, we are actually looking at a good drive on all of the Salt Lake County freeways and on I-15 in Utah County between the Point and Provo. I-80 in Parley's, no problems. Big Cottonwood open, Little Cottonwood still closed for avalanche mitigation. The expert cataract surgeons at Moran Eye Center can help you see the world in vibrant clarity with state-of-the-art cataract care customized for your lifestyle. MoranEyeCenter.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast shows more dry weather ahead and a warm-up, too. Today, sunny skies mid-40s. Then tomorrow, we start in the 20s and we'll top out in the low 50s. But only partly sunny skies will have an increase in cloud cover for your Friday. This weekend, partly sunny Saturday, mid-50s. And on Sunday, highs go into the upper 60s with mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, it's sunny but pretty chilly in downtown Salt Lake City, only 37 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. We did have some mixed numbers earlier, but now all the numbers in positive territory. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Give your small business one tech solution that checks all the boxes. It's all here with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's cyber threat security for peace of mind. Check. The power of the largest, fastest, reliable network for small business. That's a triple box check right there. And save up to 75% a year on your wireless bill with Comcast Business Mobile. Check and cha-ching. It's everything you need to keep your business connected. From the company powered by the next generation 10G network. The Complete Connectivity Solution. Get started for just $49 a month for 12 months when you add mobile and ask about an $800 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 5/21/23. Restrictions apply. Requires 2-year agreement, ecobill, and autopay. New 100 megabits per second internet and security edge customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares weighted average of top 3 carriers. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after use of monthly data. Savings vary.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group. Financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Do you dream of a beautiful landscape? Complete with colorful blooms to brighten your home throughout the seasons. Spring is the perfect time to create flower-filled garden beds or to adorn your front porch and backyard patio with gorgeous hanging baskets and grand container gardens. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for 80 years. That's a fourth-generation, local family business, growing plants and jobs right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. Whether you love bold, bright colors or calming classics, flowers grown by Olson's Greenhouse include something for everyone. So let's get to your local garden center and find the perfect flowers to create your dream landscape. And you'll be coming home to a yard bursting with blooms in no time. For inspiration on flower gardening, or just to find the closest garden center that carries flowers from the Olson's family, head on over to OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. That's OGG.com to dream big, dream bold, dream in color.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1225. Most of California was able to say goodbye to the drought with all the recent rain, but now warmer weather is bringing a new concern.
A nice result of all the rain here is a super bloom of flowers all over California. The terrible result is a super bloom of mosquitoes likely coming. Vector control districts say there is so much stagnant water in California from the months of rain that this could be a banner mosquito year. Andrew Pierce with Contra Costa County Mosquito and Vector Control is telling homeowners to empty any backyard standing water.
Dump out any containers that may have standing water.
He says it doesn't take much water, even a little bit in a bucket or a flower pot, to produce lots of mosquitoes. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Watching Utah's money, your next restaurant meal could be served to you by a robot. Industry insiders say that could solve labor shortages at eateries. Some restaurant owners claim the robots are less expensive than human servers, but others complain that they break down frequently and can't navigate outdoor patios. The Chinese company which owns TikTok has introduced a new app, and it's gaining traction with social media users. Lemon 8 is a photo-based app which looks like a combination of Instagram and Pinterest. It launched in the U.S. in February, already has nearly 300,000 downloads. Beef prices are expected to remain high for the foreseeable future. Agriculture experts say higher feed prices are making it too expensive for farmers to keep a lot of stock, which means that there's less beef available at the stores. Choice beef cuts are currently selling for $7.59 a pound. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 5 points, just barely up. It sits at 33,490, S&P up by 15, the NASDAQ up by 100 points. Twitter has labeled National Public Radio as state-affiliated media. Many are concerned the move could undermine confidence in the news organization. NPR President John Lansing called it unacceptable for Twitter to label it this way. Now, it was unclear what prompted the move. Twitter owner Elon Musk says the label seemed to be an accurate description of NPR. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
The month of April means changing weather, plus political conventions, and the last few weeks of school. For everything that touches this community, rely on KSL News Radio. Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon round up all the stories important to you mornings from 5 to 9. Lean Into Talk with David Dejanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1. And Drive Home with Jeff Kaplan and his trademark Minute of News from 3 to 7. Your spring connection to community. KSL News Radio.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom, all installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we don't normally cover this far south because we don't have a lot of camera coverage, but I can see a vehicle fire in Juab County, not far from the Nephi area. It is affecting the right lane, but for right now, they are holding all traffic back in order to get on top of this vehicle fire. And this is on I-15 near Nephi. This is on the northbound side. Keep an eye out for that. For those in Davis County, we still have a right lane blocked from a vehicle fire near 5th South, 4th North Bountiful. The on-ramp to southbound I-15 at that spot also blocked to traffic. UDOT construction alert. I-15 will be down to one lane in both directions each night, Monday through Friday, between Farmington and Centerville for bridge construction. Use Legacy Parkway as an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Tough to spot a cloud in the sky this afternoon. An absolutely beautiful day. Temperatures, though, still well below average. Typical highs are around 60 degrees for the Wasatch Front. And today, we're only going to make it into the mid-40s. Then tonight is another clear and cold one with overnight lows down into the mid-20s. And then for tomorrow, we'll see low 50s for highs with some sunshine, but also more cloud cover. We'll keep it dry into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Nice sunshine, 39 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this half hour, a new record at Salt Lake City International with 9 inches of snow in the month of April, just 6 days into the month. That's the most we've seen for the month of April since 1984.
The Federal Aviation Administration reports that weather is the largest cause of flight delays. Weather caused 75% of delays over 15 minutes over the last 6 years. And Director of Operations at the Salt Lake City International Airport, Trevor Anderson, says that Utah's very wet storms only add to the difficulty.
Takes a little bit more time to get the snow off of the wings of the aircraft, and the airlines did a great job in doing that and keeping the airport really operating. I think we only closed for about 13 minutes in a storm a few weeks ago.
Over 150 employees work to de-ice and remove snow from the runways and planes. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
We are learning more about a huge avalanche that killed a man in Utah County last week. Director of Forest Service at the Utah Avalanche Center, Mark Staples, says a thinner, weaker snowpack was a major contributing factor.
Being in an avalanche is a lot like being in a bad car wreck when you're going 80 miles an hour. You know, your seatbelt and your airbag might help, but they may not. You really just want to avoid being in that car accident or being in an avalanche in the first place.
Staples tells Utah's Morning News getting buried in an avalanche isn't the only risk. Hitting debris and trees during the slide can also be extremely dangerous. Alta and Snowbird have lifted their interlodge, but how do the resorts deal with events like this? KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
For 3 days, 1,500 people were trapped at Snowbird Ski Resort, but according to Snowbird's communication officer, Sarah Sherman, they were very well prepared.
You know, we saw the storm coming ahead of time just because of the sheer numbers forecasted, so we put out some preemptive messaging to our staff and guests on Sunday that the road might not open on Monday, that there might be a multi-day event.
A multi-event indeed. The resort saw almost 5 feet of snow, but guests were able to keep themselves entertained while indoors.
Some of them were able to take advantage of the cliff spa or rooftop hot tub. While the road was closed on Monday, we actually did open for skiing and riding.
Little Cottonwood Canyon is still closed for avalanche mitigation. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. There's a new COVID-19 subvariant that health officials say is spreading quickly in other parts of the world. It's an Omicron subvariant, and officials at the World Health Organization are monitoring how it spreads. ABC's Trevor Ault says the subvariant isn't significant in the U.S. yet.
This new subvariant does appear to be more transmissible, but there's no evidence it's any more dangerous, and so far it is not present in the U.S. at any meaningful level. It has not been reported by the CDC variant estimates, at least not yet.
Officials say the variant is spreading primarily in India now. Protesters have been clashing with riot police in Paris over a plan to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. It's the 11th day of protests since the beginning of the year. People have been setting fires and throwing things at the police. Some businesses are holding their own event during Pride Festival weekend this year because some can't afford the festival's more expensive booth prices. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The shops inside Church and State on 4 South are calling the Sunday market the Pride Show sideshow, and the owner of Bell Book and Candle, Mariah Freilich, says it's not to compete with Pride, it's to add to it.
I know directly what it is to have a high entry price and the impact that has on a business, a small business.
At this year's Pride, to get tent space and all the equipment, it could cost as much as $2,000. In the past, it was around a fourth of that. The Pride Center says their operating costs have gone up.
The last thing we wanted to do is put this onto our own community, but we have no choice. If we didn't do that, we would be paying so much more.
Pride is the weekend of June 3rd and 4th in downtown Salt Lake. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
We've talked about how much our housing market has ballooned over the last few years, but our rental market has been right alongside it. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
New data from the Kempsey Gardner Policy Institute says rent prices have increased between about 35 and 40% between Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties since 2018, and over 60% in Weber County in the same time frame. Today, Kempsey Gardner and the Salt Lake Tribune hosted a roundtable discussion with experts who hit on topics from zoning to the government's role to affordable housing.
More than 330,000 Utah households rent. It looks like a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles will not be giving the commencement speech at Southern Utah University after all. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says Elder Jeffrey R. Holland is being excused from all church assignments and meetings for the next 2 months while he recovers from COVID and receives dialysis for a kidney condition. SUU says they will provide more details about their graduation plans later. First look traffic. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
We still have the cleanup of a vehicle fire in Davis County, southbound I-15 in Bountiful. You have the ramp to southbound I-15 blocked, as well as the right lane of the main flow. Then another vehicle fire. This is in Juab County on I-15 near Nephi. They are now starting to let traffic get by, but it's only in the left lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Trust the process. Let the process play out.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
What really stands out about Shane Company is the vibe here. It's fun and welcoming. Hey there, I'm a Shane Company jewelry consultant, and my team and I will work together to make sure you have the best experience possible. We want you to feel at ease. It's a family business, and we'll treat you like family. We'll do whatever it takes to help you find what you're looking for. And respect your budget. There are a lot of great things we offer at Shane Company that other jewelers don't, like the largest selection of styles in every price range and endless options to personalize your jewelry. Did you know you can create a necklace or ring starting with one of our beautiful gemstones and then watch our master jewelers at work? That's right. There's a jeweler workshop here in our store. That means you can see firsthand the craftsmanship and attention to detail they put into everything they do. If you've never been here, visit us today and see what we have to offer. It's more than fine jewelry. It's a really fun time.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Any time of year is a good time to take a step toward better health and a better quality of life by dropping those pounds that you've been wanting to drop for years. But maybe the best time is right now because it's spring and you're going into the summer season. And, you know, I can't tell you, and I know this is sort of a silly thing, but I'm more comfortable in my skin in the summer. I feel like I don't sweat as much and I just feel healthier. I can take walks because I dropped 34 pounds on the SOTA weight loss program. SOTA stands for state of the art.
My daughter started about the same time you did. Amber lost 42 pounds, and she had tried things in the past that just didn't work. And what SOTA does is have you look at food, teach you how to look at food differently, and they're there every step of the way to help you with a nutritionist who really becomes more like a friend you check in with every week. And you can do it all from home. That's the great thing. Men lose 3 to 5, women lose 2 to 3 every week. You can do the same. Go to SOTAweightloss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. Think Tim and Amanda. It is state of the art.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Some businesses are holding their own event during Pride Festival weekend this year because some can't afford the festival's more expensive booth prices. Pride Center says their operating costs have gone up. KSL News Time, 12:38. A man already facing murder charges in the death of a 17-year-old carjacking victim now faces charges in the death of another teen just a week before. Police say they used ballistics to connect a shooting near Cottonwood High School where no one was hurt to the other two shootings, one in Salt Lake City during a carjacking and the other along Wasatch Street in Midvale. All took place in September. One of the many pandemic-era holdovers is the proliferation of paper license plates. Now, those are the temporary plates issued when you buy a new car and wait for arrival of a regular metal plate in the mail. But law enforcement says this can be troubling.
During the pandemic, state DMV offices were closed. The illegal solution?
Anyone with a computer and a printer can create a fraudulent paper tag.
Grand Prairie, Texas Police Chief Daniel Sesney says ghost tags are being used to avoid car registration fees on the low end, but on the high end,
fraudulent paper tags are a criminal instrument of choice for drug traffickers, human smugglers, auto theft rings.
He's urging Texas lawmakers to do away with paper tags altogether. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has reportedly been accepting lavish vacations and gifts from a prominent Republican donor for decades and has failed to disclose them. That's according to a report by ProPublica. ABC's Devin Dwyer explains.
We should say no one would begrudge a government official for going on vacation, but the fact that these were luxury, private jet flights, yacht cruises, all given at the expense of a man named Harlan Crow. He's a Republican mega donor. He's a real estate developer from Texas. He's a billionaire. There's no indication, we should say, that Crow had any business before the court, any direct conflicts.
No comment from Thomas, but Crow has issued a statement saying that the vacations were gatherings of friends and that he and his wife don't try to influence Thomas's judicial decisions. We are learning opening arguments are expected to start Monday in the case against Lori Vallow-Daybell. Lawyers still need at least a fourth day of interviewing potential jurors before they will have enough to move forward. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
We have two vehicle fires affecting traffic on I-15, one in Davis County on the southbound side in Bountiful that has a right lane blocked on the main flow and the ramp to enter southbound I-15, also blocked to traffic. Then in Juab County, a northbound vehicle fire blocking a right lane of traffic in Nephi. That's going to cause a little bit of backup. But good news for drivers in the Salt Lake County area. No accidents, no delays. That's on your freeways and main secondaries. Questions Worth Exploring, a new speaker series designed for today's concerns and faith-centered conversations. Learn from thoughtful voices about gospel questions like belonging, conflict, and more. Details at DeseretBookPresents.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine today. Absolutely beautiful out there with temperatures in the mid-40s, so still quite chilly. And tonight will be cold, too, with clear skies and lows down into the 20s. Tomorrow, slightly warmer, but more clouds around, partly sunny with a high of 53. And then this weekend, we really start to warm things up with temperatures in the 60s for Easter Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Blue skies. We've hit 40 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, an in-depth look at the unprecedented season that UDOT snowplow drivers have had to deal with in the Cottonwood Canyons. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Last year, other dealers were charging up to 10 grand over MSRP, but those cars haven't held their value. I'm Josh Osborne with Volkswagen Southtown. If you owe more on your car than it's worth, exchange it.
Is your car payment too much? Exchange it. Is your interest rate too high? Exchange it. Want a better price? You guessed it. Exchange your vehicle at Volkswagen Southtown today. We've got rates as low as 2.99 APR, low leases, and thousands off MSRP. Come and see us or visit us at VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI on approved credit.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa this weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 888-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
Higher taxes, soaring inflation, record low interest rates, and the skyrocketing cost of health care. The list goes on. Retiring successfully today is a lot more complicated than ever before. Learn how you can tackle the biggest challenges that you'll face in retirement today. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio. It's this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL, News Radio 102.7.
Coming up at the Symphony. The ultimate night of Gershwin as the Utah Symphony celebrates nearly 100 years of his iconic Rhapsody in Blue and Concerto in F. This evening will feature some of Gershwin's most beloved pieces, including The Man I Love, American in Paris, and Someone to Watch Over Me. April 14th and 15th at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Tickets are going fast at utahsymphony.org. Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music as they perform everything from classical to pops and films to family concerts. Pick your favorite performance, try one of our curated packages, or design your own series. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah is breaking records this season with its snowpack, but all this snow and cold weather is also breaking records at the Salt Lake City International Airport. I'm KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
Second, the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints is excusing Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles from regular duties for the next 2 months. He missed general conference with COVID and also has a kidney condition. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
UDOT has just tweeted that they now have officially closed northbound I-15, 17 miles south of Nephi in Juab County, likely due to this vehicle fire. They've got to be able to get this cleaned up. And we still have the cleanup of the vehicle fire in Davis County, southbound I-15 in that right lane in Bountiful. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The warm-up begins today, though we will keep it below average. With highs in the mid-40s this weekend, though, we're getting into the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Sunny, 40 degrees in Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The White House released a 12-page summary of an interagency review of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Biden administration was severely constrained by the Trump administration.
He trusted the best judgment of his leaders on the ground to make all operational decisions, including with regard to Abbey Gate.
Abbey Gate was where a bomb killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 160 Afghans. There's a vote planned in the Tennessee State House over whether to expel three Democratic members for their roles in a gun reform protest. Democrats say the Republicans are stifling dissent. New calls for oversight into Supreme Court justices after a ProPublica report into Justice Clarence Thomas accepting lavish vacations from Harlan Crow, a billionaire Republican donor, and failing to list them on his financial disclosures. Crow says the Thomases are friends. There's been no comment from the court or Justice Thomas. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We can think of very few people right now who are anywhere near as busy as UDOT snow removal crews. And the last few days in the Cottonwood Canyons have been something else. UDOT's John Gleason is live with me on the KSL Newsline. Excuse me. John, is there a record for the number of closures in the Cottonwoods that we've broken this year?
We have broken that record, Maria. We're at about 32 for Little Cottonwood Canyon and about 4 full-time closures for Big Cottonwood Canyon, which is just frankly unheard of. The amount of snow that we've had, it's been a great thing. As we all know, we need the water, but it's also been a challenge for our avalanche forecasters and for our maintenance crews that have to trigger those slides and then clean them up afterwards. And we just want to make sure that we're keeping everyone safe. And that's really the reason behind all of these closures. It's been such an active situation.
This is no small task. I saw a picture of outside of the Alta Lodge, I think it was, and you couldn't even see outside the windows because the snow was as tall as the windows in the lodge.
Yeah, I mean, I was just up Little Cottonwood Canyon right now. We took some media up there, Maria, and they said we grew up hearing about the winter of 1983, and our avalanche forecaster said, you know, it's the things that you read about in books. And about halfway through the season, our lead forecaster realized we're living through this right now. We're in line to break that record, and that's just what we've done, and so it's required a great deal of focus and commitment from our folks, and I can't say enough about the hard work and the dedication that they've exhibited throughout this entire winter season.
John, we have just gotten word that Snowbird is on Interlodge again. What is happening up there today?
I'll tell you what, we just came from up there and it's still a very active situation. There is, there's activity that's happening right now. And our one of our maintenance folks said that just because these runs, these slides had already run, doesn't mean they can't go again. And I think we're seeing some of that still to this point, even into this afternoon.
How have you been able to keep up with this, with manpower and salt and everything else that goes into it?
It has been a challenge. In fact, several weeks back, or maybe even a month or two back now, the normal artillery that we have for the season that we put out there, we had to go and change out some of the equipment, do the maintenance that we would usually do at the end of the season, and restock our supplies because they've been in such great use this year, and so it really has been it's been a giant effort by all of our folks, all of our crews to just remain focused and they have, and that's truly the remarkable thing with everything that they've had thrown their way, that they just stay so focused at the task at hand.
All right, John, thanks so much for keeping us up to date.
Thanks, Maria.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that has been UDOT's John Gleason.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.